With your permission, we are at Sefer Melachim Aleph, chapter 14, sentence 21. Sentence 21. This is page 846. We are learning about Shlomo's son, the grandson of David HaMelech. His name is Rechavam. This is 21, sentence 21, with your permission. Rechavam ben Shlomo Malach Yehuda ben 41 shana Rechavam ben Molcho. Shlomo's son, David's grandson, was 41 years old when he became the king. By the way, Shlomo, when he became a king, he was 12. But when Shlomo became a king, already he had a first wife. And he was already at Rechavam. Rechavam was 1 year old when David HaMelech died. David HaMelech used to play with his grandson Rechavam. Shlomo got married, he was about 10 years old. And Rechavam was 1 year old when David died. Rechavam was 41 when he ruled. He ruled for 17 years. He died at age 58. Hashem, the Navid describes the Yerushalayim as the city Hashem chose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to put his name there. Mikol Shevtei Yisrael. V'shem Imo Na'ama Amonit. His mother was Naama, that's not a very good name, and she comes from the nation called Amon, and she married Shlomo when Shlomo was about 10 years old. V'yas Yehuda Rabbeinu Hashem, in the time of Rechavam, Am Yisrael started to do bad things, as far as worshipping Avodah Zarah mainly started. And the reason Chachamim say is because Rechavam was very bad. The information that we have, so we're going to get to it, in the beginning it was very good, or good enough, and soon it became very, very bad, and it started to worship Avodah Zarah, went down. Sentence 22, Vayas Yehuda Rabbeinu Hashem, Am Yisrael means Yehuda, that the tribe of Yehuda, and including probably Shevet Binyamin as well, started to worship Avodah Zarah, Vayikanur Hashem Mikol Asher Sofet Avchatanam Asher Atu. They made HaKadosh Baruch Hu so upset, more than all the generations before. Evnu Gamhem Alahem, they started to build for themselves Bamot Matzevot Asherim, kind of stages, kind of monuments, kind of from the trees of Avodah Zarah, Vakol Givah Gvoah, on every high hill. The Tachat Kolet Ranan, underneath every tree, they started to put monuments, statues. Gam Kadesh Haya Baret, they started to behave like the Goyim.
Idols,
everything idols. The Gemara says at that time the Avodah Zarah, the idol had such a yitzhara, until Sefer Beit HaMikdash says the Gemara that Ezra canceled it. The Gemara has a complaint about Yehoshua. As Yehoshua, when he went into Eretz Israel, he had the power to cancel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. He did not cancel it, says the Gemara Maseret Arachin. And as Ezra Zofer canceled it, when he came back to Yerushalayim to start building Sekhem Beit HaMikdash, and the building was on, Am Yisrael, says the Gemara Maseret Emad Tzayas, to scream, they don't want this Yetzirah. And then they saw like a fire, like a lion coming out from Beit HaMikdash. This was Avodah Zarah. They went and they closed him up in a piece of copper. And the Gemara tells us that Ravashi, in his dream one time, saw Menashe, the son of Hizkiyahu, and he asked him, I don't understand you people. Do you really believe in Avodah Zarah? What do you do? Look at Sefer Melachim, what says about you? And Menashe told him, if you would have been in my time, you would run after every Avodah Zarah, kiss and hug it. And you will not stop looking for Avodah Zarah. That's how much the Yetzer Hara was, that everybody fell into the trap. So he tells us in Amir, the Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara doesn't know. But the truth of the matter is like this. It's very, you know, the Zohar says it clearly, but that's what really what says in all the Tzvarim, all the books it says. It's going to come to a time that you're going to say you don't want those days. Says the Gemara, those are the days of Mashiach. The days of Mashiach, everything will be so smooth that you will not be able to prove, not to yourself, not to Hashem, that you're really worshipping our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody is going to be like statues. It means there's going to be no Yetzer Hara, so you're going to be like robots. You get up in the morning, you come to Beit HaMikdash, you go in the evening, you go to sleep, you get up in the morning. It says, no Yetzer Hara. No Yetzer Hara, it means you don't accomplish anything. Accomplishing means that you fight. That you fight for your behavior. Like you don't fight for your behavior, it's nothing. So Mashgiach in Yeshiva, the problem is the Mashgiach. Of the one that saved the whole Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai. It was Rabbi Levinstein. Rav Shach, mainly said that he was the greatest. It was greater than Chazanish, greater than Chafetz Chaim, greater than all of them. Barai was greater. It says, you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a slave. And it says a story about him that once he was sick, a few months he didn't come up to Yeshiva. After he came to Yeshiva, they convinced him that he has to go on vacation. He has to go on vacation. He said, I'm on vacation, I never go on vacation. So if you go on vacation, you don't feel well. He said, okay, after Tisha B'Av, in the summertime, the Shiva is open, he's going to go on vacation. He said, he's going to go on vacation for 2 days. Where is he going on vacation? He's going to Ramat Gan. He's actually going from Englewood to Tinek. Maybe closer. Maybe from Englewood to Woodfall. He said, he goes on vacation to Ramat Gan. Ramat Gan was the place, it's called Vada Yeshivot. They have like a little house, very old house. It's only boys that didn't feel well, or very old people, only men, used to go there for 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks for ladies. If you have a wife, you couldn't come with your wife. You had to come by yourself, and the wife later. It was just men for men, and ladies by themselves. So they said the Mashiach is going to go over there. He's going to go over there for two days. He said in one condition, he said. That the tefillah, the prayers will do in Yeshiva. There will be shacharit in Yeshiva. And after the prayer, a taxi will take him to the vacation, to the resort, old house. It's just to go in, you choke from the air over there. In Ramadan, in the summertime, it's over 100 degrees, with no air conditioner. And then a taxi should pick him up to do mincha in Yeshiva at 1 o'clock. Then, after mincha, taxi will bring him back to the resort. He'll be there till 7. 7, the taxi will take him back to Yeshiva to do our week. Then taxi will take him back. It was 2 days at his vacation. Finally, the whole Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, the manager said, was an old man. You know, he went through the war, Shanghai, Japan. He doesn't feel well. Take him to vacation. Finally, they come back to Shabbat, vacation in Yeshiva. They take him, they put him in a taxi. Somebody got him in a taxi, they closed the window. He doesn't want to see what's going on outside of the Ramat Gan. They take him. He walks inside. He walks inside the rabbi. He starts to scream, take me back to the yeshiva. Take me back to the yeshiva. So he says, what happened? Take me back. Put your back. The taxi. Finish with the vacation. Brought him back to the yeshiva. He says, what happened? What did you do? He says, only men over there. There's not lady. Even the cook is a man. He says, no. I came inside the lobby. I saw people sitting on armchairs without a book in their hand. He says, what are you? What are you doing in this world? This world, you sit on an armchair, that's called worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezra HaChaim said, had the ability to cancel the Yetzer Hara. You can cancel the Yetzer Hara. But it means, but you don't do nothing. You became a robot. A robot means you don't do nothing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came Ezra, and Yeshua had the ability to do it. But if Yeshua would have done it, you don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't do nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But since Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Torah, came Mizrah and canceled it finally. He says, well, the Am Yisrael said we cannot take this temptation of this dead Yetzirah being of the Torah. Even though everybody knew it for nothing, the Yetzirah to do it was very strong. And the whole book of Melachim, full, just the tragedy of Avodah Zarah, and that's really the main reason why Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, because of Avodah Zarah. So says the Navi that the whole nation of Yehuda, and most probably the same with Benjamin, worshipped Avodah Zarah and did all these bad things all around. Yecholat wrote, this is nothing. Yes, you know, I can take it. I mean, this is Yetzirah. This is just Yetzirah. You can't fight it. Satan is stronger than you. As soon as I'll show you the result of it, this is unbearable and unforgivable. I think that's 25, Vayiba Shana Hamishit Lamelech Rechavam. The 5th year that Rechavam was the king, Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Ani Yerushalayim. The king of Egypt, his name is not really Shishak, his name is Paro Necho, but he has like a nickname, Shishak. He comes in Yerushalayim, but he was Shlomo's father-in-law. Shlomo got married to the Shikte, the daughter of Paro. It's his daughter. So he comes on Yerushalayim, Shlomo died, he is Shlomo's father-in-law, so he is not the grandfather of his Rechavam, because Rechavam was born from another wife. But this is Shlomo's father-in-law. Shlomo's father-in-law goes on top of Yerushalayim. Before, he destroyed a lot of cities before. Finally, he comes to Yerushalayim. He comes and takes everything what they have in the storage houses, in the hidden places in Yerushalayim. Atrol Bet HaMelech, everything belongs to the king, everything belongs to the HaMikdash, takes everything. Let HaKolaka. Says the Gemara, he took also the Shlomo's chair. He had such a desire to sit on Shlomo's chair that he took the Shlomo's chair. Shlomo's chair was in Yerushalayim next to the Beit HaMikdash, next to it. He took the chair, and then he started to climb on the chair. He didn't know how to climb it, and the lion hit him. But this is Et HaKol. Et HaKol Akach, he took Shlomo's chair also. He took everything, he left empty Yerushalayim empty completely. Well, he can't call it. All the treasures, everything.
He invaded
everything.
With an army?
Soon.
Okay.
I didn't tell you all the things. Soon I'm going to show you something. One second. Took everything. He left Yerushalayim empty. All the gold, all the silver, all the precious stones, everything. Everything he took. Everything was gone. Gone. Completely. No. He left the Tamigdash by itself.
He didn't take the gates?
No. No, somebody sent the gates later. Yeah, it's here. Right. But he carried called Meginei Azav Hashem Shlomo. Shlomo also made special shields from gold. Very heavy ones. He had one of these, he can't walk anymore. He can't fire. It's priceless. He couldn't even lift it. Priceless. He took everything. Vayas, doesn't say, no information. Vayas HaMelech Rechavam Tachtam, it was such a big embarrassment, he left. He took everything, he left. He left, then Rechavam was very poor, he lost everything, so instead of those shields to protect the king, they didn't have those cars and all these things to protect the king, so they used to surround the king with those shields. So Shlomo had a lot of them from gold. Now they lost it. So Rechavam made instead of them Magenei Nechoshet, some embarrassment from
Papel.
Some embarrassment. He hefkid al yad tzarei haratzim ashomim petach ha-melech. He was scared for his life. And he was standing all day long with those shields made of copper. Such a big embarrassment. Vayim yidei bo ha-melech bet Hashem, when the king used to come to Beit HaMikdash. Again, I don't know how he used to come over there. It was up, but this is what he says, and he used to come over there, he's a Umar Hatzim, Yeshua, and Tar Hatzim. He used to run with them, and after, protected him, and he went inside, and then when he came back, he used to bring it back to the storage place. The Shem Imo Amonit, again, the last sentence, sentence 31. Again, his mother's name is Naamah. We learn it already. Already it says in sentence 21. Says 21, it says his mother's name is Naamah Amonit. Here it says again, his mother's name is Naamah Amonit. With your permission, I'd like to learn Sefer Divrei Hayamim, which is page 1962. Yeah. We can start from before, but it's okay. Sentence 18. 1962, sentence 18. Sefer Divrei Hayamim is the conclusion that was written by Ezra and Nehemiah and other Chachamim. It's machloket exactly which one who wrote what. And this is the conclusion. Not exactly Ruach HaKodesh, it's called like Bat Kol. But it's maybe Ruach HaKodesh, you're right. Maybe Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Navi, it's Ruach HaKodesh. It spoke to him. Maybe Ruach HaKodesh, you're right. I made a mistake. So Chachamim say, but cool, but I think it's Ruach HaKodesh, you're right. The sentence 18. Veikach lo Rechavam, yeah. Veikach lo Rechavam Yishaa et Machlat Bat Yirmon Ben David. First he took your wife, his name Machla. Also very bad name. Avir, huh? Very bad name. Machlat Ishmael. Machlat, by the way, Machlat and Naama, both are names of bad angels, female angels. There are four bad female angels. Two of them, one is Machlat, one is Naama. You should never ever name a baby girl, not Machlat, not Naama.
Who are the other two?
Maybe one day.
Are they considered dead also?
Oh, yeah.
The two entities with Shabbat brothers were also bad.
Who?
The two ladies that
come,
the two
brothers. Yeah, they are there, yeah. So one is named Abraham, Machlat, and the other one is named Abihail, but Elisha Benisha. I tell them, you should remember. Vahareya, sentence 20. Lakach et ma'achar bat Avshalom. So he married the daughter of Avshalom. Batelet lo et Avia. He's going to take over. This boy is going to take over after Rechavam. So ma'achar bat Avshalom took ma'achar bat Avshalom. I mean, Rechavam married ma'achar bat Avshalom. She gave it to Avia. But sentence 21, ma'achar bat Avshalom. Sentence 22, ויעמד לראש רחבם את אביה בן מאכל נגיד ביחד כלם נכו. Says he has in mind to make his son a king. He's going to be a king later when רחבם will die. If you turn the page to 1964 with your permission. He brought him a lot of girls to get married in order for him. He wanted him to get married early with the right girl because he wanted to be the king. So 1964, please. This is the really what we want to learn tonight. Vayi be'achim achut rechavam achut kato atav torat Hashem mechol Yisrael imo. So you should know what happened. The minute he became a king and he was very strong about his kingdom, he left the Torah and all of Israel, it means the tribe of Judah and Benjamin, they all left. It means they all worshipping Avodah Zarah, no one, let us say, the whole Israel, all of them disobey the Torah. Disobey the Torah. Why they all disobey the Torah? The whole Israel, Imo. It means he was the cause. He was the cause. Page 1964.
How come he fought your other?
Huh?
How come he fought your other?
How come he?
How come
you say Rav and say Yigma? No, Rav is because he put the two golden calves and let them. Hey, you know, he just, he watched Rav Dazah, and all followed him. The Rav made them do it. So the Medrash says Chachamim say the first 3 years he behaved. Year number four, he started already to be shaky. In the morning to shul, in the afternoon to church. Year number five, completely left HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Avodah Zarah. That time, because he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah Shishak Meshmetan Yerushalayim, Ki Ma'alu Hashem. If somebody is going to ask you, it's attack. Attack from the enemy. It says the attack is because you left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 1,200 Rechev Shim 1,000 Parashim. In his Parlam, no number. How many people that came with Shishak? I remember it's Raim Lubim from Libya. Sukuyim, you don't know what it is, the Kushim. From Addis Abeba. But he quoted Raim to Dot, he is capturing all over Israel, again, mainly the two tribes. He didn't go to any other place in Eretz Israel that belongs to the other 10 tribes. He goes straight to Yerushalayim. In the meantime, on the way, he captures all the cities until he comes to Yerushalayim. Ushmaya Navi, at that time, and Navi is the Mishmaya, Baal Rechavam, came to Rechavam.
We believe, Rabbi, that when all of the Egyptians died, the king, not the Pharaoh, and so on, but that this is a rebuild.
This you have to ask this question in 2 weeks to get the Parshat B'Shalach exactly, to be precisely. What really did happen in Mitzrayim? Who was left in Egypt if everybody got drawn in the water? It's a very good question. Bezrat Hashem, in 2 weeks, Bezrat Hashem is Parshat B'Shalach. We'll try to understand exactly who was left. But at that time, now, we're talking about this time, whoever lived in Egypt is an Egyptian. Today, when we live in Egypt, it's not an Egyptian. Since Tancredi came, and Tancredi mixed the whole world, so whoever lives in Egypt now, it's not necessarily an Egyptian. You don't know. The Gemara says, this time is because Tancredi. We know for sure it's our Egyptians. For sure Egyptians. Well, how many of them were left in Egypt, that now there's such a big nation, we'll get to it. In the meantime,
all the firstborn were killed.
Right.
All of the warriors were killed.
Right. No warriors.
All the people that chambered.
Where those people? Yeah.
They all died.
All died. Yeah. Who left in Egypt? Right.
That's right.
Right. So all the ladies. All the ladies left in Egypt.
And but the Gemara says later they're coming in there with
chicken. And the other children who weren't the children.
Which
were
more than were
before,
right.
Weren't in
leadership. There was nothing.
Right, right. But now we are now over 500 years later.
I understand that.
You understand, in those days, people used to have between 10 and 20 wives. So the most multiplication?
Multiplication?
The multiplication?
But once God felt so strongly against them to destroy them,
very good question.
We're allowing them to
Hashem left them,
obviously.
So Shmaya sent them, so I give you permission. Ushmaya, Navi, Baal Rechava, Mitzray, Yudah, Shel, Sol, Shnaim, Tishishak. The Navi came with Shmaya. Emel, Ayim, Ko, Amar, Hashem, Atel, Zatel, Moti, Afani, Azat, Yitzchem, Yav, Shishak. He says, the reason why this man is coming is because you left me. At that moment that he gave his prophecy, Vayikonus, Sarei, Yudah, Israel, Vamelech, Vamil, Tzadik, Hashem. That moment, Rechavam and the ministers, they all said, Hashem is a tzaddik. He says, we accept the punishment. Or we wrote Hashem ki nichnau, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they admitted, Hayat var Hashem Shmaya lemois, and the Navi came back and said, I have another message to tell you, nichnau lo ashritem. Since you admitted, and since you said Hashem is tzaddik, I will not destroy you. I will let them leave and Shishak will not destroy them. Kiyuru la'avadim, it's enough, you're going to be only slaves from Mr. Shishak, Yimach Shemo, v'yidu avodat tiva avodat ma'alim chota'at. Now you're going to know better to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because now you're going to be slaves for Shishak, and Shishak is the king of Egypt. So isn't it better to worship Hashem than to worship Shishak? In the meantime, sentence 9, Vayashik Rav Huntam and Yerushalayim, after this prophecy was finished, it happened exactly like this Navi said, Shishak came after Yerushalayim. וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיָה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיָה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיָה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיָה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת הַצְרוֹת בֵּית הַשִּׁיר שֶׁל זָרוּעַיה אֶת הַשְּׁמוֹ לָקַח וְיִקַּח אֶת Yerushalayim never said in the whole Tanakh only once. Only in Megillat Esther it says Yerushalayim with Yud. In the whole Tanakh, the word Yerushalayim, you say Yerushalayim, but missing Yud. It says Yerushalayim, and we read it Yerushalayim. Only one spot in the Tanakh, it says Yerushalayim with Yud, it says in Megillat Esther. Asher Oglam Yerushalayim. Since you asked me before, Paul, if you remember.
Who will remember? What do you remember next
year? Yes, maybe next year you don't remember. It's only 2 months, it's not so far.
I remember some of the hours.
He has it on the computer.
I have two questions.
Put it in the camera.
What is the reason for the Shere Tehen with Shem of the Shere Tehen with Shem
of the What's the question?
No. So why is he going to take them back to Egypt to be slaves?
He doesn't get them back to be slaves. He means you leave slaves to Egypt in Yerushalayim. That's number one. Now, the second one is a punishment. You go. You don't go voluntarily back to Egypt to leave. But as a punishment, Hashem sends you to Egypt. It says in the Torah. It says in the Torah in Parashat Ki Tavoa, Kadosh Baruch Hu will send you back to Egypt with punishment with both.
Yeah, but in 14 it says that the same as the Nature, the Nature, the
From your own will. But this is a punishment. Punishment, it says in the Torah. In the Torah it says a punishment. Hashem will put you back on boats, and the boats take you back to Egypt. You will not have your free will to go back to Egypt. But here it says that this Shishak was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish Am Yisrael because Rosh Hashanah came up with the Now, because of the Shiva, Shishak only will take everything that was in Yerushalayim, and he emptied Yerushalayim completely, nothing was left. Nothing. All the gold, all the silver went back to Shishak, and this was the punishment. The Navi says that Rechavam made instead of those shields that were made from gold, he made from copper, and there was the use of protecting with this copper. And the Navi says that they used to run and protect him, and then he used to put it back into the storage place, and every time they used to run. The sentence 12 of Ikano. Since he gave up Rechavam and he admitted his sins, that Hashem is a tzaddik, shav minav Hashem, Hashem let go his anger from him, lo la'ashkit lechala, not destroy him completely. Vegam b'Yehuda yad b'Yehuda Tovim, it says the economy was better, the life was better, since everybody admitted that they did something wrong. Still they never did complete shuvah shlema, but Hashem forgive them. Yeah. Sentence 13, Vayitchazek HaMelech Rav Yerushalayim, Vayimloch, it says after Shishak left, he took the kingdom, Kivinamim Achad Shanach, Vamachol Shanach, Shanach, Yerushalayim, 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 Kivinamah Amonik, Vayat Hara. He did bad things all his life. Kilo Hechim Dibol Yerush Hashem, he never prepared his heart to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmaya, he's one of the Tanakh. His name is Shmaya, and of course here, but you find in Sefer Melachim already. Shmaya. Shmaya. Shmaya.
What
is it in the Nothing. It has to do something in Shamayim, where you reach to get the message. Navi is Rebbe Chaya, yeah. God was HaChose, Natan was HaNavi. Shmaya.
Who was the first Shmaya?
Shmaya... Korin.
The first Shmaya. Shmaya is a very good name, Shmaya, by the way. Shmaya is a very strong name. The head of the Rashman family. His name was Shmaya. That's how the Rashman was so rich. His grandfather's name was Shmaya. Shmaya Reichman. Who was really Shmaya? Who was the first Shmaya? The Midrash says, the first Shmaya was Moshe Rabbein. Moshe's name is Moshe because the daughter of Paul called him Moshe. But Am Yisrael called him Shmaya. Shmaya.
Tuvia,
Shmaya, Yikotiel, Aviza Noach, Avigdor, Yered. Because Shmaya, it means Hashem is going to listen to all the prayers that he's going to say. Moshe was the first Shmaya. This week, parasha that we read, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe when he met him, with your permission, Yom Kamash, I'll show you to inside with your permission.
140.
Thank you very much.
139.
Thank you very much. This is page 140, like the Maskil said. This is sentence 21. Sentence 21, that's when Hashem met Moshe, it says it like this. Benatati et chen ha'am azeh b'nei Mitzrayim, v'ayaki t'elechun t'elchu rekam. It says, when you go, you're not going to go empty-handed. V'shara yisham yishchenta megerat betak lechetze v'chle zavu smalot, v'samtem az nechen v'nechen v'nechen Mitzrayim. It says, Hashem grant us. He says, you leave Egypt with all the good things. Says the Gemara Masechet Pesachim. Says Gemara Masechet Pesachim. Shlosha dvarim chazru limkomam. Three things came back to the roots. That's before the roots in the form of Carolina. The original roots. Says the Gemara, the first one is the Luchot. Hashem gave Luchot to us. And Moshe broke it. When Moshe broke it, the letters flew back to Shammai. So it means it went back. So the second one was that those two things we just read, that Hashem told Moshe, we're going to go out of Egypt with everything. When he talked at Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was empty, completely. Says the Gemara, like they have no fish. Like you have an aquarium, and somebody takes the fish, he says, you have no fish left. Metzuda Shem Badagim. He says, Mitzrayim was empty. He says, where was all the wealth? The Jews took it. It is why the Jews took it. The Jews took it because you took the sheep and you tied the sheep to your bed and you proved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was against Avodah Zarah, Hashem showed you something. If you believe in Hashem 100% and you're not afraid of them, you took the sheep, you tied it to the bed. He says, then Hashem granted you. He says, that's going to be your reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Liya Keset, Liya Zav. He says, by the way, I want to explain to you what the Gemara says. He says, that wealth that Mitzrayim had is only because of one entity. His name is Yosef. What we call him, like a joke. Yosef. He says, Yosef collected everything, says the Gemara. All the wealth of Mitzrayim is Yosef. Yosef with his purity, Yosef with his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since he asked the minister of Butler to mention his name, he got 2 years in prison because he was the greatest believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sent him out to Egypt. He collected all the wealth from all over the world, the gold and the silver, and now Moshe is going to take it because it belongs to you. Because Liya Keset, Liya Zarah, Mashen, so what Hashem says, I own the gold and the silver, that says this is what really Hashem said. By Yotkiyem Bechester Zahav Benish Vatav Kosher, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt with silver and gold. Silver and gold, says Darin, is not just silver and gold. Silver and gold has a potential not just to become rich, but also to multiply and become richer and richer. Since the Gemara in time of Shlomo HaMelech used to be pieces of gold and silver on the floor in Yerushalayim, people used to kick them. He says, I have so much in my storage houses, in my safe, income tax I don't have to pay anyway. He says, what do I need so much? They used to leave it on the street. Rolling on the street, big pieces of a special gold, the Gemara says, Zahav Parim, it's not the cheap gold, it's 100% pure gold. He simply doesn't want to take it home. He says, where is it all from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Rabbeinu, where is it all from? From Yosef. Everything was given to Am Yisrael, since you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since you behave with purity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. Says the Gemara, this is the second thing, is coming back to Egypt. Shushak. He's coming back, just not to take anything, he's coming back to take whatever you took away from Egypt. This is the original Egypt, this is the same Egypt, it says, whatever you took, you don't deserve. Since you worship Avodah Zarah, since you don't behave with purity, says the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, it goes back to Egypt. The third one, says the Gemara, is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, Avraham Avinu was from Iraq, from Ukazin, and says, after we didn't behave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us back to Babel, to Iraq, for exile, because we didn't behave. Says the Gemara, three things came back to the root, because if you don't deserve it, you go back. You don't deserve Eretz Israel unless you keep the Torah, unless you don't worship the Zohar. This is worship the Zohar, back to your homeland. Homeland is Iraq or Kazi. So Shishak is not coming to destroy you. Of course you're going to get destroyed, Hashem wants to destroy you. But the idea is over here is just to show you what we call recycling, or what the Gemara says, Zuzim, Zazim, Echad L'Sheni, since the money goes back and forth, it depends. If you behave 100%, then you keep the money. If you don't, you don't. It says, that guy Shmaya, says, Ari Shmita Shmaya, Rabbi Shmaya, Shmaya is Moshe. It says, Ari Shmaya is Moshe, of course, it's Shmaya. But the first Shmaya was Moshe. It says, Moshe took all the wealth out of Egypt, because Moshe told us, listen, do Brit Milah, be pure. Moshe told us, please slaughter the sheep, and slaughtering the sheep is going to show that you believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant you the Gedolah B'zat HaYamim B'zat Mitzrayim. It is going to find on the shore, later much more what was left in Egypt. Later they're going to have all the things hanging on the horses. You'll find even more and more and more. It's going to be emptied completely. It is in one condition that you deserve it. If you don't deserve it, because Egypt will come take a day. Here's Mr. Shishak. Mr. Shishak comes and says, let me take everything. He didn't kill you nothing. He just emptied Yerushalayim completely. He was just left with some copper. All the silver and gold he took. How about the copper? And just in copper. Of course it's copper. But copper didn't take out of the time. He took from his time only silver and gold. All the gold and silver took back to Egypt, says the Gemara. It is nothing was left in Yerushalayim. Just to show you, says the Gemara, that whatever you have is because the Kadabahu granted it for you, to you, and that's because you deserve it. If you don't deserve it, Hashem takes it back. It says, Shishak is one of the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I think I read years ago. It was some Roman time. They came and sued the Jew for all this gold, and any claim that was for all the slavery.
The Gemara says it was a joke. Yeah.
Oh, it was a joke.
Yeah, the Gemara and says they came to Alexander Mogdom. They say the Jews took everything away from us.
Went back.
Right. But this is a war. I'm not saying back. The Gemara says they took it back because Am Yisrael took it. But this is not, it's not to do with this. We capture it. It's not that they paid us back. Over here it means, yeah, but they didn't. Of course, they didn't give it back, right? That's my love, yeah. No. A very good question, no. I have no answer. Thank you. I don't know. The Gemara talks about the silver and gold. The Gemara doesn't say about Smalot, but you're right. No, it's out of fashion. There's nothing to give back, you know. It's a new fashion of Smalot. What are you going to do with it? Shmatet. You know, and after one season, you can't get back to the stores what you bought because, you know, the fashion changes. With your permission, we'll continue just a little bit more. Yeah, Melachim, with your permission. This is page 846 on the bottom. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not here. Chachamim say, I really don't know the where does it say, but the Rishonim say that. Rishonim say that the reason for the whole downfall of Rechavam really, what happened to him? For 3 years he behaved very well, and 4 years it was started to shake. The 50 already started to govern Zohar. So what happened to him? Says the Chachamim, again, I don't know where does it say, I kept looking and I couldn't find the place it says, but it says in the Rishonim, in the Radak, in the Ralbag. All the Chachamim say the same thing. I don't know, probably there's a Midrash someplace that I couldn't find. So the reason for that is mother. Naama Amunit, his mother, even though the Torah describes her as a very good lady, Predatora, in the same level as Ruth, David's grandmother, nevertheless, Ralbag, Radak, and other Chachamim say, that's why it's mentioned here twice, the Shemimo Naama Amunit, his mother is Naama Amunit, to tell you how bad she was, not how good she was the cause. Because she was a goy, she started to do Avodah Zarah. Immediately he followed her, and immediately all of Israel followed him. It says she is the cause of the destruction of the whole thing of Am Israel. That's the goy that she converted, of course. And again, the Torah described her as a very good lady. Eventually she went back, and she was Avodah Zarah.
You go all the way to Lot. Go back to Lot,
but again, the way the Torah described it at the time is that she's very good. The Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says that she should have been like Ruth. Page 46, just the last line on the bottom, the last word of Mishnah, page 848, we give permission, Shmona Asar Lamelech Yerovam Ben Nebat Malach Aviyam Al Yehuda. Aviyam and Aviyah is the same person. The son of Rechavam, he is the grandson of Avshalom. He ruled Yehuda only 3 years. Shalosh Shanim Alach Yerushalayim, after 3 years he died. He also was very bad. The only reason he stayed alive and HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him live, sentence 4, Kileman David Nakan Hashem Elokav Lo Nir Yerushalayim. Hashem promised David that his children will be forever kings until the Sobe Hamigdash. Ulaakim Ed Noach Av Lamid Ed Yerushalayim. Why? Because the sentence 5, Asher Asad David Tayashar Bnei Hashem, David was very good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Velo Sar Mikol Asher Tzivahu. Rak Bidvar Uriah Hiti. There's one thing David Amer did is Uriah Hiti. Okay, with your permission, turn the page to 1964. On the bottom is chapter 13, sentence 1. Are we talking about this guy? His name Aviyam. Aviyah is the same name. So with your permission, chapter 13, sentence 1. Bishnat Shmoneh Yisrael HaMelech Yerovam Avinoch Aviyah Al Yehuda. Shalosh Shanim Malach Alihut Birushalayim Shemama Michai Vaturiel. This is Ma'acha. It is a different name. Umilchama Ita Ben Aviyah Ben Yerovam. Here is the tragedy, the first, I wouldn't say the first tragedy, but one of the major first tragedies in the nation. ויאסור אביית המלחמה בחיל גיבורי מלחמה 400,000 איש בחור. 400,000 soldiers. וירובעם ערך מלחמה 800,000 איש. 800,000 soldiers. 1.2 million soldiers fighting each other. ויקום אביה מעל הצמרים אשר צמרים צמריים אשר מערפיים ומשמעוני ירובעם כל פעיל גיב זה ספיץ' ולכם לדעת כי השם לא קטיס ודבר אחד ולמזרו ולמד מלח Hashem promised kingdom to us, to David's children, and here you are coming, you used to be a slave, he talks to Yerobam, Yerobam is alive, he talks to him, he says, what do you think, you're going to put me down, I'm a grandson of David, the kingdom was given to David, who are you, used to be a slave to Shlomo, to my grandfather, and here you have so many people, what did you do, you did the golden calf, you took Kohanim, it's not Kohanim, it goes to the whole list. If you skip to sentence 17, they killed 500,000 soldiers. 500,000 soldiers died.
You mean half of the soldiers that were fighting, you said they were about over a million?
No. From the 800,000 or 500,000 died. We don't have information.
You said we Israel, you said
the 10 tribe? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
No,
maybe
much of that's for future.
I know. But the bottom line is 500,000 people died. Men, soldiers. Sounds right. 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 Abiyah.
You're saying that
Abiyah and Abiyah is two names besides another Abiyah, the son of Yerobam.
Why
do
they
name this on the same thing? I have no idea. I really don't know. I looked for it, I couldn't find the information. If you remember the lecture last week, it was a tzaddik, this guy Abiyah. The first one. Yeah. Yeah, this one was not a tzaddik. He gave a good speech, but he was not a tzaddik. The Navi said he was bad. Although it doesn't say that he was so bad. But in Melachim it said he was very bad. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of books, but they put it together. But I just want to say one thing. Again, was a war over here between Judah and Israel. That Abiyah is holding a war, and he says the reason he is winning is because he's David's grandson, and David only made one sin, Uriah. So the Gemara, the Zohar, back and forth. Did David commit a sin? Did not commit a sin. Did he do it? The final answer. It said the main sin was not that he took Bathsheba. The main sin that he killed Uriah Hiti. He killed Uriah Hiti with embarrassment. He said he commended Yoav to put him in the front, and Yoav showed the piece of paper, a letter that he got from David to try to kill Uriah, and this was a big mistake. Uriah did not deserve to be married to Bathsheba, and he did not have to kill her. He needs to kill her. That was the mistake. It's not Bidvar Bathsheba, Bidvar Uriah Hiti. And this is really what the Navi says, that Chereb, the Amon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also talks to David HaMelech one time and he tells him, this is a bad thing what he did to Uriah Hiti. What did he do to Uriah Hiti? if you just go back to the roots. That's how the story starts. I mean, that's how the story ends, but then we go back to the roots. The story ends like this. That David HaMelech was a war. Was a war against Bnei Amon. Was a war against Bnei Amon. In the war of Bnei Amon, while the soldiers were Bnei Amon, David HaMelech saw Bathsheba, and he took Bathsheba. He took Bathsheba, and then the war was going on and on and on, and then David commanded to put Uriah Hitti, the husband of Bathsheba, we may say, or the not the right husband of Bathsheba, to put him in the front, and that it was Chilul Hashem. Everybody was talking about it. Gossip, it says David HaMelech, you did not behave. This was really the sin of David HaMelech. What was really the cause for the war? The cause for the war was, in the king of Bnei Amon, his name was Hanun. Hanun, his father died, and David HaMelech appreciated him. Why he appreciated him? And David HaMelech ran away from Shaul HaMelech. He left his family by the king of Moab. The king of Moab was very bad. He killed the family of David HaMelech, all of them besides one person. One person, his name was Eliyahu. David HaMelech had a brother, Eliyahu. Eliyahu ran away to Ammon, and the king of Ammon, his name was Nahash. He protected this Eliyahu. When Nahash died, David HaMelech sent a delegation to comfort Hanun on his father's death. When they arrived over there, the ministers or the army of this guy Hanun said, those people did not come and give you comfort. They come to spy. So immediately they cut the clothing off and also shaved half of the beard. They came back to David HaMelech, and then David HaMelech was upset. He sent them to Yericho. So then they were very embarrassed to go back to the houses. He said, you stay in Yericho until your beard will grow. And then David HaMelech started the war against Ammon. At that time he started the war against Ammon. That's how the whole thing happened with Uriah Hittite, and this is where David HaMelech is to be blamed for killing Uriah. But when he killed Uriah, he was in the middle of the war against Ammon. Why did he have the war with Ammon? Because the king of Ammon, Hanun, shaved the beard of the delegation. Says the Midrash, Avera goreret Avera. He says, you were not allowed to send a delegation to comfort this guy. It's true, he protected your brother, was David's brother. His name was Eliyahu, but the Torah says, Lo tidrosh lomam v'tovatam kol yamecha l'olam. It says, the people of Ammon are very bad people. It says, those people, the Gemara says, you may not intermarry with them. Lo yavo Ammoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem ad olam. It says, the Torah says, Parashat Ketetzeh, you may not intermarry. Lo tidrosh shlomam v'tovatam kol yamecha l'olam. Never say hello to them. Never be nice to them. Says the Gemara, says the Midrash, you David HaMelech made a big mistake by sending a delegation to comfort this guy. From that mistake, it's going to end up a tragedy, your tragedy. It says, so really it's not my fault, you know. The only reason it happened with Uriah is because I sent the delegation. So the real sin, the root of that sin of Uriah was the delegation. If we would not have sent a delegation, we would not start a war with Ammon. The reason he started a war with Ammon is because Ammon shaved those delegations and embarrassed David HaMelech. Then he drafted the army, and then the king of Ammon drafted Aram, Syria, the whole one to attack. But the root of the problem was that David HaMelech should have ignored the death of the king of Ammon, should not send a delegation to comfort the king of Ammon. It says that mistake caused a war. That mistake caused a war. This is how now Avia is having a war. As the Torah says, the only reason that Hashem left him is because of the Melech. He says, besides one thing that David Melech did wrong. What did he do? He says, the war. The war was wrong. It says the war was wrong because he sent the wrong, he should not have sent the delegation. that this is why we had a war over here, because of that mistake that David HaMelech sent a delegation. He says that mistake caused the sin of Uriah, again, killing Uriah. He says that killing of Uriah by mistake is going to cause war. He says the reason why they won the war is because of it. But the reason why they had a war, why it was a war between Uriah and Yehovah, is because Uriah. Uriah, the story of Uriah was because of a war. He says the reason for the war was because of the negation. He says Uriah is going to have a war. And he's going to be saved because he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, who knows what would happen to him? It says a big army, 1.2 million people fighting. It says you can be saved. And he says in the very Amin, they blew the trumpets. It says that Aviyah gave a speech of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem had mercy, and Hashem saved him. But the reason for the war is the war that David HaMelech took Uriah and put him in the front to be killed. It says the cancer is going to go through wars, and the whole time Rahim wars, because of this war with Uriah.
How did
Amma
get to the picture?
I really don't know. I look for the information, I couldn't find information.
Okay. Okay.
No, the answer is right here.